The Honest Truth met Benita Vergatini.
8 tot 10. Smile. 90.4 FM.
Water the flower beds, trim the hedges, prune the plants, and start prepping the party menu. Garden Day 2022 is coming up on Sunday, and we want all South Africans to join in celebrating and showing off their gorgeous green spaces. Joining us to chat more about this and to find out how they are celebrating Garden Day is co-founder at the Feed the Future for Life organization, Geronimo de Klerk. Geronimo, good evening, and thank you so much for your time.
Good evening, and thank you very much for having me. It's absolutely a pleasure to be with you tonight.
Also joining us in conversation is Gundula Deutschlander, Master Gardener at Babylon's Tour. And Gundula, good evening, and thank you for your time.
Well, thank you for having me. Very pleased I caught up with you guys.
No, thank you so much. Geronimo, if I can start with you, what is Feed the Future for Life organization? What do you guys do?
Okay, now perfect. Thank you very much for that question. Okay, so Feed the Future for Life is an organization, you know, that is dedicated to promote sustainable livelihoods within the community. So Feed the Future works with youth and communities. We believe in community development and youth development. And of course, one of our main projects or one of the main reasons why we started Feed the Future is to promote the greenery within the Cape Town areas. That is why we made sure that we created as many food gardens as possible. And I think the main thing that we want to do is to create many more food gardens and many food forests within the Cape Town area and within the Cape Flats as possible. And therefore, we are Feed the Future. Therefore, we also named ourselves Feed the Future for Life because we believe that the changes can come from the youth in the community. Therefore, we create programs like community garden, environmental programs. And I think that is, in a nutshell, what Feed the Future is.
And how many community gardens have you and your brother set up since you've started Feed the Future for Life?
So Feed the Future for Life started before lockdown or before COVID-19. So in the beginning, when we started off, I think we started off with only one garden, which is at the back of the Cape Flats, but where we are now, and I think it's a very good change and a very good milestone for us. We assisted within the last two or the past 2.5 years, more than 28 gardens to be on their feet. So standing gardens is 32 gardens that we assisted to be on their feet. And gardens under the umbrella of Feed the Future is in Khayelitsha, is in Nyanga, is in Makaza, is in Alces River, it's in Clark Estate, in Edward Primary High School. So at this moment, we have 6 gardens under the umbrella of Feed the Future, which is our own. And we, of course, assisted 32 gardens to get on their feet, or we assisted 32 gardens to become sustainable. But under the umbrella of Feed the Future, we have 6 gardens of our own.
My word, Geronimo, you guys have been busy working with other gardens, starting up some of your own, and in a relatively short space of time. What do you attribute this growth to, if you will?
I mean, what can I say? Time is the most powerful resource that you have. And I think therefore the reason also for all this is because we want to promote food growing, people to grow their own food. Mm. We want to promote this, and that is why it's important also to promote it, because I think 50% of the food is coming from Western Cape in my understanding, and therefore we wanted to rise by maybe 80% or 100%. That is why we need to promote it within our communities. We need to promote it on the Cape Flats. We need to promote it because I think food growing and food gardening is quite very, very important, because it has a huge and positive impact within the community, within the climate, and also within the environment.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, it plays a role in helping to reduce poverty. It can certainly impact around unemployment. Were these some of the aspects that you wanted to include and showcase in the documentary Garden Boys?
Yes. So the reason why we made sure that we can create a documentary, of course, in partnership with different partners, to make sure that we can showcase where our food is going to and how the food has been growing, what impact it can make. And of course, the importance of it, I always mention it, is that if you grow your own food, I mean, I always mention this, whoever controls the food control the people. And therefore, we promote people to grow their own food, to become sustainable, to become employed, And we also want to create these food gardens to employ youth, because the youth unemployment is quite high, and we want to employ people in our community to make sure that they can grow the food for the community. And one of the main things, or main harvest, where our food is going, all our food is going currently to feeding schemes. So at this moment, we are not selling any of our vegetables, but all our food is going straight into our feeding schemes, and it goes straight into soup kitchens. And therefore, we want also people, we want to create the spaces where we can employ people, where we can make sure that people also have something to eat or put food on the table. And I think the importance of volunteers is also our volunteers that's working in the food garden. They are on the platform known as Zlato. It's a partnership where Zlato reward them with incentives, where they can change it into food vouchers and those kind of things. And I think that is the importance of all, because you can't work all day in the food garden and not provide food for your family. And therefore, they also take from the harvest and take it to their houses, or the volunteers, in where they can have something to eat at least. And that's why we want to promote it internationally, or promote it in the whole of Cape Town, so that we can get more and more, and so that we can employ these people. But I think funds is a very difficult thing for all non-profit organizations. And of course, for us, we started with the resources that we have, and we're still continuing where we are today.
Geronimo de Klerk is co-founder at the Feed the Future for Life organization, joining us in conversation. Also joining us is Gundula Deitschlander. She's Master Gardener at Babylon's Toeren. Gundula, what is the role of the Master Gardener at Babylon's Toeren?
Well, titles fly around. I think it's more important just to get your hands dirty in between and all the planning. But the idea was that I'm one of the older gardeners there, so I've had a little bit more experience, not only at Babylon's Toeren itself, but all over the world and at these different places. And I can inspire, and I'm very creative. So I was there at the initiation of the garden. Much of the planning is also, you know, what I came up with, selected all the plants that were there. But from then on, I handed over. So it's about giving a starting platform for the following gardeners to grow into. We have now almost up to 40 gardeners, some students included. And then also the same, like Geronimo says, you know, the volunteers that really also help so much. So the big fat community that started off as just me in the beginning. Yeah.
And with Garden Day fast approaching this Sunday the 9th, what tips would you give a rookie who wants to start their own garden?
Well, we really want to celebrate. I think people have been putting in quite a lot of work. I mean, just listen to Geronimo's project, which has rapidly grown within such a short time. That's really phenomenal to hear. And this is opportunity. This Sunday, you can actually invite all your friends, family, neighbors to showcase what you've been up to. It's Garden Day. We celebrate with a flower crown because we all feel like we're like kings and queens of our gardens. And, it's time to blow our own trumpets and to share. And it very much is about the community, not only the people community that we want to include, but show them also that it goes beyond plants into the birds and the bees and the butterflies that fly around this wonderful big community that is supported by the green little islands that we create.
For those in an urban setting, small living space, what is your advice in terms of how they can still create their own food garden?
Yeah, there are, are we still here? There are, if it's very small and you want to actually eat from your own garden, one can do microgreens, where one teaspoon is just about the same amount as a large bowl of fruit and vegetable. So I think microgreens are really simple. You'll sow tiny seeds in very small containers that you really just put outside if you're lucky enough to have a little bit of outside, like a stoop or a veranda, or in your windowsill where the sun shines in, until it gets really high summer, then you can shift it around. But microgreens will supply you with incredible intense nutrients within about 2 to 3 weeks' time, where you can harvest it and you can always, continue in between again and again of sowing. And then I think firm favorite is radishes, because they're also super fast. I mean, if you want to start anything that you want to eat, I think radish is a pretty good way to start if you're sowing from seed, because they're super fast, and you can also use the leaves for detoxing, you know, stir fry them as a vegetable, not only the roots. I love looking at the whole plant often. And then if vegetables are just, you know, but seem too daunting, I think herbs are fantastic because you add them to your food, you're still getting some wonderful nutrients and flavoring. This summer, basil is wonderful to have a look at. Rosemary also comes in handy. So those are very simple plants that you can just play around with, you know, don't fuss too much. Just get started, and few failures maybe in between, but it's so encouraging. So I'm quite sure people will just keep on going.
Yeah, and the herbs also can give such a wonderful aroma, particularly if you are in an urban setting. You mentioned radishes earlier. What other vegetables are useful to plant this time of the year?
Oh, I just love beans. Beans, because they grow pretty easily, and they also give back to the soil. So in the Cape, we've got pretty poor soil. And the beans are nitrogen fixing. So in their roots, they give back to the soil, and above ground, they've got this wonderful bounty that you just keep on picking right through the summer. I love them. Yeah. Beans, I'd say beetroot is pretty easy, and they're pretty, and you can eat the leaves too while you wait for the roots to get bigger.
Yeah.
And spinach, firm favorite. No, Geronimo, you agree?
Geronimo, do you agree? Spinach, a firm favorite?
Yes, I definitely agree. I think my favorite vegetable is spinach, and of course, not to forget to mention cabbage as well. And I also think beets is very much important, yeah. And they're not so heavy eaters like as you just mentioned, because they also give back to the soil, of course. And yeah, but spinach and cabbage, I think I would agree to that. Even if I have a box of spinach and a box of cabbage, I would basically eat it in a week.
Geronimo, are you planning anything special for this coming Sunday? What are you and the organization doing for Garden Day celebrations?
Yeah, we quite have some planning for this coming Sunday, which is Garden Day, of course. And I'm so excited to celebrate Garden Day within our food garden. So we wanted to still have a mural painting within the garden, but the mural is already done for Garden Day on our hall where the garden is. So we will invite our people to come to our food garden. And with that, we would have a very, very lovely vegan lunch within our food garden to celebrate Garden Day, and to also celebrate the plants that we are growing, and also to promote the vegetables that we are currently growing. Therefore, after that is done, we will take the hands of our people and paint it on our hall. So I'm quite very, very excited for this coming Sunday to celebrate Garden Day in the garden in Elsie's River Community Food Garden from Feed the Future for Life.
And Gundula, how are you going to be celebrating Garden Day? Do you have any ideas as well how our listeners could possibly celebrate this coming Sunday?
Yeah, usually it's the first year that we're really inviting people to different communities. So usually people would have it in their own gardens at home, you know. But because we can see this whole move towards community gardening, I know there's a celebration in District 6 as well, Bloemhof Street. It's the Streetscapes Community Garden. They're open between 10 and 12 o'clock, and there'll be fresh fruit and vegetables and beautiful rolls available. So that's a nice place to go to. And then at Babylon's Toeren, anybody passing by will be able to make flower crowns to celebrate in our garden, and also to go home and just share the experience.
Wonderful. So lots of ways to celebrate Garden Day 2022 this coming Sunday, the 9th of October. Geronimo, lastly, what is next for Feed the Future for Life?
Oh, thank you very much for that question. I'm quite excited when I hear what is next for Feed the Future for Life. I always mention that Feed the Future, the reason why we are Feed the Future, because we want to be the future for life, and we want to feed the future, of course, with valuable education around food and food security. And also what is our biggest mission now is that we want to create, or we want to, we have a project in pipeline that we're hoping to start very soon, of course, when we have all the funds and everything secure. That's why we are asking different individuals and partners, of course. We want to create 1,000 household food gardens. We want to assist 1,000 people with household food gardens, either it's in the yard or outside. And I think what is one of our biggest missions as well is to create much more employment within all our community food gardens. And we also want to make make sure that we can supply the restaurants, we can supply the vegan restaurants, we can supply the supermarkets, we can supply everyone that is in need of the vegetables, of course, and then also want to take it into all our schools and to promote the education within our schools. And also one of the biggest things that we also mention is that we want to create or we want to start up a small vegan restaurant. So all these things we is our vision, and we hope to for sure sometimes in the future have this vision occurs to make sure that this vision happen. Therefore we are hopeful. Therefore we are mentioning or naming ourselves Feed the Future. So I think that is the next few steps for us, of course, but everything happens at a time, and therefore I always mention that time is the most important resources that we have, and that is why I can for surely say that we will practice our vision out, but of course we would need our people outside there or our listeners to support, of course, so they can so we can make a positive outcome from all our visions.
And how can our listeners support Feed the Future for life?
I think they can go on to Google and search for Feed the Future for Life. Our Baker Buddy page will pop up. They can either donate to our Baker Buddy or they can check into Facebook at Feed the Future for Life. And then our Feed the Future NPO Facebook group will pop out. Then they can click on the WhatsApp and get in contact with us in WhatsApp. Either it's by assisting with the resources, either it's assisting by monetary donation, or either it's assisting with information, or either it's assisting with educating, any type of assistance would be very, very helpful for Feed the Future for Life. And also our email is feedthefutureforlife@gmail.com. So it's feedthefutureforlife@gmail.com, where they can send us an email or they can get in contact with us on our cell number, which is 071-082-2782. It is 080-071-082-2782. Then they can get in contact with us. And of course, if they forgot, they can also go on to Google Maps and search for Feed the Future for Life.
Gundula, it's quite amazing listening to Geronimo and the passion that they share for the organization and what they've already achieved and the future plans. But it's quite amazing when looking ahead to Garden Day celebrations coming up this week that there's so much that comes with planting. There's a connection with the community. There's creativity. There's innovation, for example. There's job creation. There's sustainability. There's just so much potential that all starts with the garden.
Yeah, I can't agree more. I think the more I garden, the more I see that it expands beyond ourselves. And it's true. It's grounding, but it is incredibly connecting. We learn so much. We learn how nature works so that we can actually fit into this whole big picture and that we can take care of nature better and wiser. And, it is amazing. And this is the wave we're riding at the moment. If we don't catch onto these things, we can lose it completely. So beautiful to hear what Geronimo is up to. And I can just see, you know, when people visit our gardens, just the inspiration just doesn't stop. It gives so much back that we can keep on going.
Absolutely. Gundula Deitchlander, Master Gardener at Babylon's Tourden. Thank you so much for joining us this evening, Gundula. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Enjoy Garden Day, everybody.
And a huge thank you as well to Geronimo de Klerk, co-founder at Feed the Future for Life organization. Thank you for joining us, Geronimo.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for having me. It was absolutely a pleasure being in a conversation with Gundula and yourself. So thank you very much and enjoy Garden Day, everyone that will be celebrating Garden Day on Sunday.